99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. It does quite appear that we may not have the day today for the Lords of Logic, because everything else is happening besides the Lords of Logic. And I don't know why that is. But we would have Confessions Thursday, for sure. My name's Joyce. The sun rises here.
On Confessions Thursday, we open the cupboard to secrets.
Is that a skeleton I see?
Child, bite your tongue. Well, they say good walls make good neighbors.
Wait, you mean gist, right?
Confessions Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info.
Hello, my friends, and it does quite appear that, and that's rather unfortunate, to be honest, that we wouldn't be having the Lords of Logic today. And of course, it does quite appear that for those who are absolutely driven by the love and attention for Confessions Thursday, they would have their day as they did last week. So don't worry, Confessions, Lords of Logic fans, I have a thought I want to leave you with, and that's in the absence of having just enough time to make a conversation of it. I have told you before that there are no heroes, and I would like for you to think about that. You might think that there are heroes. No, I'm of the belief that there are no heroes, and that time and chance works for us all. So today I have my chance, tomorrow you'll have yours, and when your chance comes, you would be what is described in society, which might be, it's a powerless statement, to be honest, but it is what maybe society might categorize you to be as a hero. And then we would wonder whether you also have a hero in, you know, yeah, we would wonder whether you also once upon a time had a hero in the day you become by social grading a hero. But there are no heroes. There's fate. So there's destiny. There's what a man must be, what a woman must be, what a person must become. And, oh, I noticed something, and you can see whether you think you notice the same or you. Your present-day heroes think in terms of capitalism, so they need to tell a story that they can sell or market. So if that be their thinking pattern or reference, how do you know that you are not a commodity that they're exploiting? Because what I see on social media these days are heroes that need agents to propagate their idea. So in the absence of you, there is no them. So they need you to tweet and retweet. They need you to propagate something in a world. Throughout history, we know that the truth is by itself, and all men submit to it. But some of your heroes, well, they're not heroes. You call them heroes. They're not. And you esteem them. But these are common men who want to be held upright, but are not upright. And, well, I say to you, how do you know? Well, from my observation, you are a commodity, because they have to say the things that they can market. I mean, think about Jesus in the church, and how people exploit even the salvation story for benefit. And I remember once upon a time, to buy a Bible was 300 naira. I don't know how much a hard copy Bible. Now the Bible is free. If you have a smartphone, you practically download the thing for free. But once upon a time, the very story of salvation was actually in this generation exploited for its commodity. They exploited for benefit. That's the Jesus story to all men who believe, yet it was exploited. Your heroes are, yeah, they need to eat. Like, they have to make money. So you are being exploited. Your ignorance is the market. If that is true, then you must take responsibility for who you are. You need teachers. And this is why I think you need teachers than you need mentors. No father would pay for his or her child's primary five class five times, like 5 years. You pay first year, he repeats. Second year, repeats. Third year, repeats. Fourth year, repeats. No father is going to sit down and have a chit-chat about that. Yeah. So you see why it's different, because what it is if your teacher tells you something once, twice, three times, you're not getting it, then it's like they're mad at you for something. So that's better. that's better for you. So that there's an expectation on you to learn it quickly. Galatians samples something like that. It speaks about a child that must come of age, that a child is under tutelage until a certain age, and after that age, the child must come to his own person. So it's responsibility. And I think you're afraid of responsibility. And somebody is going to exploit that weakness. And it's been done today. You remember there was a time in society where we had revivals every other Sunday, every other Friday. 7 nights revival, 3 nights revival, miracle walk. It was as common as fast food is today. Yeah, those revival seminars were as common as we have fast food today. Yet, how many of, maybe a few people were delivered, but a handful of you did not see deliverance, probably would never see it, because maybe what you need to do is change character, and you just have to study the evolution of man and the mindset of the one who's exploiting you. And I think that the moment you try to understand that, then you would attain to responsibility. You're afraid of responsibility. And because you're afraid of responsibility, somebody's going to assume that they know what you don't, and then, yeah, exploits you, since you don't want to be your own person. All right. I want you to think about it. I spent a few hours yesterday thinking about it, and I think that's a dominant socio-psychological problem that I've observed. It's a dominant socio-psychological problem. And you'll suffer for it. Yeah, I had to do that. You'll suffer. Oh God, you'll suffer. You'll suffer more. Today on the Lords of Logic, I wanted to discuss how much we lose for being weak. That was the intent, but we wouldn't have time to do that. So now I've told you what the topic is. And if we never have time to do it today, we'll do it another time. So between now and then, think about it. How much can a man lose just by being weak? You want to think about that seriously. You would lose more being weak than you would lose if you were strong. And then another time we'll talk about why a man must learn to lose. You have to. You must not be afraid of losing. You have to not be afraid of losing. It's all part of the game. The man who wants to win is also, if you want to win a war, you have to risk loss. It's like, well, I want to win this battle, right? But I'm going in. So if I perish, I perish. Like, you're in. And if you lose, you lose. So there's a mindset. You don't just do, oh, I want to win, and then you don't calculate. And so if you do that, then you don't win. I mean, you think you might have won because maybe the outcome came out a certain type of way, but I think you've exchanged that. You have exchanged your seeming win for something far greater in loss. Don't be afraid to fail. We'll talk about that later time. But I think what is worth interrogating today, if we have, which we wouldn't have the time, is, well, think about it. How much do you lose when you're weak? All right. So thanks to the audience who love the Lords of Logic. We'll just go into the cause of the day. Confessions Thursday, my name's Joyce. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. When you call into the show today, you do, well, when you call into the show any time on Confessions Thursday, you don't get to say your name. We can talk about the good, bad, the ugly, the sad, the maddening, the dark. We can talk about pain. We can talk about the questions. We can talk about reality. We can talk about regret. We can talk about your encounters in life, the stories of your life you haven't had the privilege or had the moment to share with people, but you would like to share. And given what we know to be great defense would be anonymity. So when you're calling, you don't say your name. And I know that you understand clearly. With that out of the way, we begin the show today. My name's Joyce. You're 99.3. We're Nigeria Info. Let's begin. Thank you.
On Confessions Thursday, we open the cupboard to secrets.
Is that a skeleton I see?
Child, bite your tongue. Well, they say good walls make good neighbors.
Wait, you mean gist, right?
Confessions Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info.
Confessions Thursday. Hello, good afternoon to you. Can you hear me? Hello? Confessions Thursday. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Afternoon to you. Confessions. Do you have a confession?
Yes.
Go ahead.
My sister, I listened to your program. Today is my first time calling you.
Oh, welcome, first time caller. Thank you for calling.
I listened to your program last week, Thursday. A man said that he met one lady in the hotel, whatever, and now to the senior brother, got married to the person. My thing is exactly what happened to me. It's not that, but my own is that I saw this lady in the street then. I never knew she was a auntie. Well, we got to very close for the introduction. She now opened up, told me that I come home. That she's in a so-so hotel, so-so this one, that if I marry her, she will come out from it. And but the challenge I'm having now, after everything, I got married, traditional wedding, white wedding. But anytime she dress and go out, my man doesn't dare dress. I don't know why. I'm so much worried, please.
Oh, wait, are you married already to her?
I married her.
Oh, okay.
But anytime she dresses, all these women, they will dress anytime she dresses and go out and come back like she wants to go to her shop. I didn't open shop for her, that she wants to go to her shop. End of the day, I discovered that her, my mom was telling me, are you sure? All those kind of things. I'm just totally down.
How long have you been married to her?
This is 8 years.
Oh, come on. 8 years?
Yeah, but sometimes you answer call as a user, you say, customer, you know, those kind of.
Oh, well, so that's a conversation you can have. Wait, in 8 years, has she given you reason to suspect that she's cheating on you?
I don't know, woman, they normally package. It's not, you catch that person dead and dead.
No. I understand that she could really be lying and might have even cheated on you. You know, like the worst could have happened and you don't know. But have you had any reason to suspect that, besides your fear? So your fear is one thing. Your suspicion is something else. In fact, in some cases, your suspicion is your fear. Not necessarily because, you know, your fear is your suspicion, not because you have caught her, but just because, you know, you have no faith in the union. But has she moved in a way that you suspected that this is Papa Emeka is always calling my wife, that kind of thing?
I will not lie for you. I'm not bitch.
No, wait. You see, that's the thing. If she has given you no reason to suspect her. You see, I asked you a question. You said no. Then you go, but, so that but there is like you want to believe that something is happening. You have no reason to believe that something is wrong. No reason to believe that something is wrong. But you want to believe that something is wrong. Can you see the difference? No, wait. Do you understand the difference? We're even just trying to explain logic here first. Let me ask you again. Has she given you any reason to believe that she's cheating on you or has cheated on you?
Her dressing.
That's not the answer to the question.
You know, my sometimes she would dress this one. I say, why are you dressing so hot like this?
Oh, yeah, wait now. Wait, no. That's not the answer to the question. Has she given you any reason to suspect that she's cheating on you? Don't say, but. Give me yes or no.
Not yet, but I'm laying ambush.
Wait, no. I don't think that's what you should do. It's 8 years, and you are saying that she hasn't given you any reason to suspect her. Then don't lay an ambush.
But she's looking very young, and I tell her, is it not the same?
I can't believe you have a problem with your wife looking young. That's what men pray for. Like, this is ridiculous. Wait a second. Don't lay an ambush. I think what you should do is have a conversation with her. But think about it. Do you understand why?
I will.
Okay.
Yeah, I will. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
God bless you.
Oh, bless you. Good God. So I think sometimes some people create problems themselves. You don't have a reason to suspect her. You say, not so far in 8 years, no suspicion. But you want to suspect her. It's like, wait, why do you want to create a problem if there's no problem? Don't ambush her. Now, this is your insecurity speaking. Have a conversation with her and say, you know, I really get this feeling sometimes. It's not because you have given me a reason to believe that you are doing something bad, but I just get that fear that, hey, maybe. It's not you, it's me. And to be honest, it's not her, it's you. And maybe both of you can have a conversation or have an arrangement that can solidify the trust. You don't have a problem, my brother. Don't create one. Hi. Someone is asking if they can post a confession on WhatsApp. Yes, you can. But if I have a question, how do I get an answer? 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190 Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Hello.
The volume of your radio set.
Good morning.
Morning. Confessions Thursday.
Yeah.
Turn off your radio.
This is the first time I'm calling to any radio in Nigeria.
God bless you. So we have a rule. Turn off the radio set.
I think it's off already.
That'll be good. Thank you. It's confessions. You have a confession?
Not really a confession. I just want to tell you that almost everything you said, you know, I didn't join the conversation from the beginning, but later I entered my car and switched on my radio. I saw you online and you're speaking just like you're telling my life, you know. You know, I never got this land from anywhere. It's just me interacting with life and making my decision along the way. What is it about the pastors, exploitations? What is it about people not being afraid of failures?
Oh,
about so many things. Just that was just my life, you know. Mm. You go through a situation, you be like, okay, based on this, this is my position on this. So you go through, based on this, this is my position on this. You go through, and everything you're saying this morning, you know, keep corresponding to position I've already taken over time based on experiences.
Mm. And you call the radio station first time ever. To admit
and
that.
This is my appearance on any radio at all.
Okay.
Ever.
Well, that's good.
So I just decided to pull over, you know, to tell you this, that you're hitting directly on me. And I'm so happy because I never knew this is the right thing to do. But I've done it and it's working for me, you know.
Good luck, man.
Being strong, not being weak, and allow yourself being exploited. Most importantly, not being afraid to fail. That's it.
Yeah. As long as you don't want to be a failure, as long as you're not going to lie, don't be afraid to fail.
Sure.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Sure.
Right.
Confessions Thursday. Yeah. Footnote, there are no heroes. Welcome to the show, Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon, Joyce. This
confessions.
Is Nambi.
Well, it's confessions. You're not supposed to tell me your name, except you have a gift for me.
I don't really have a gift for you, but I want to just comment on the man that spoke last concerning his wife.
Sure. 1 minute on the clock.
Yes. So what I'm trying to say is that what I'm suspecting is that the man has a trust issue about the wife. And one thing I want to tell him is that if the wife will initially tell him her past, and say, this is who I was, that if you can marry me, I will change. I think he has no reason to be afraid, because there are some ladies that will not tell him anything. They will pretend and still continue in the same mess. But she was honest enough to tell him, this is my lifestyle. But if I come out from this lifestyle, I will not go back again. Mm. I think he should trust her on that and work with that.
Okay.
That's all.
Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate the sunny side. My name's Joyce. But remember, when you call in, you don't say your name. Hey, make it back. Nigeria Info. Hello. How are you?
Hello, Joyce.
Afternoon to you. It's Confessions Thursday.
Soon. Yeah, I tried really badly to call yesterday. I couldn't.
It's confessions. Do you have?
Yes, I have a confession, Joyce.
Go ahead.
Yes, about 2 weeks ago. That was precisely on the 2nd of this month. A guy actually called me, and then he was like, do I know so-so-so person? I said, yes. I said, where do I know her from? I said, she was a former colleague. And then he asked, okay, that she's ill and in the hospital. I was like, okay, can she speak? He said, no. And then he started with other questions, like, did I know she was married? Like, not really. Did I know she has a child already? I was like, not really. And they're like, ah, but you guys are close. Why didn't she tell you? Now, when last did we see? And then I start asking questions. I'm like, ah, why all these questions?
Questions, uh-huh.
And then he said, okay. No, I then asked him, I said, are you the husband? He said, yes. So I said, okay. And I said, why was he asking all that question? He said, he believed that I was having an affair with his wife.
Hey, good God.
Okay. I was like, okay. He said, yes, that, I said, how do you know that?
Yeah.
We're having an affair. He said that is a spiritual person. I said, okay. I said, is it God that revealed to you that I was having an affair with your wife? He said that it is a gift that he has that I will not understand. I said, hold on. I said, is it God that revealed to you? So he started
hammering.
I said, okay. And then I started, I wasn't angry with him. I started schooling him, actually. Because I told him, don't bring God into cases where you are not sure of what you're saying. I said, my God is not an author of confusion. Yes, I know the person you are talking about. And I never denied it, even when I didn't know who was on the other side.
Mm.
And then I said, if you have issues of trust, or insecurity with your wife, go and sort it out. You don't go about calling, you know, strangers to find out. He said, you knew me very well. I said, no, you don't know me. He said, you know me very well. That he used to see me, you know, while I was, we were colleagues with the other girl. I said, yes, you've seen me, but you don't know me. You don't make such a statement. And then he called the phone. I had to call him back. You know,
no, but you see, you haven't denied that you didn't have an affair. Did you ever have an affair with her?
We were friends, very good friends, but we never had an affair. Not a relationship or such.
Oh.
Everything platonic. We were colleagues.
Oh.
We were friends. Yes, but nothing more than that.
Did you tell the husband that?
I did.
He needs to add that to his vision, man.
And that's why I told him, I said, you see me, but you don't know me. You don't make such statement that you knew me very well.
Email. Hold on a second. Look, pardon me. I must interrupt you. I have to go off on a break. So I guess this is the end of the story, right?
Yes, it actually is. It is.
I'm glad you're alive, really. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. Lagos, we're off on a break. We'll be right back. You're on Confessions Thursday with Joyce. I guess we're going to have to be off on another break in about another minute from now. Welcome. Confessions Thursday. My name's Joy. So let's see. I need to quickly confirm that. Yeah, for Lost of the Headlines, that is. And on the other side of one, the conversation will continue. Okay, so between now and what, the next 30 seconds, let me tell you that a gentleman told me that he had a vision that his wife was cheating on him. And he was right. Yeah, the subsequent puzzles pretty much just added up to the vision that he saw. It's the last caller actually did just remind me of that moment I had the conversation with a gentleman. They have two daughters, and yeah, he was going through some difficulty, and eventually he told me, look, I had a vision, my wife's cheating on me. And I'm like, oh, really? Are you sure? He said, yeah. And I'm like, no, you're not sure. He's like, no, I'm sure. This happened, that happened, this happened, that happened. And then I was like, would you want to have a conversation with her about it? He's like, no. And I said, why? He said, no. And I'm like, Yeah, he's like, no, I wouldn't. I think if that makes her happy, and maybe I'll just go do my own thing. I'm like, oh, really? Well, okay. So, I mean, some husbands could be up to some mischief, but just they're out of trouble. Yeah, because if these men be seeing visions that you're cheating on their wives, well, no, you're cheating. No, that the wife, his wife is cheating on him with you. Ah, wow. How would you even defend yourself if the guy has already seen it in a vision and he's right? You know, Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. Hello, good afternoon. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Hello.
Turn up the volume of your radio set.
Hello.
Welcome, Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession? I can, yes.
Yeah, please. I have a confession. If I don't say it, my body will not be okay, my spirit will not be okay, because there's a little girl, 4 years old, and there's this a Ghanaian man who kept his brother at home, and he's putting his finger into that baby. And now they want to take that little girl to their own hospital to convince that whether he's really doing it or not. I'll be trying to get in touch with this.
To what hospital? To which hospital? Pardon me.
I don't know their hospital, but I advise her not to go with them. But I will try and call the Confession Thursday program.
What area are you calling from? Where is she located?
It's Kajola.
Can you go to the... I think you should go to the police station to report the case.
She's gone there, and the man is saying that he's beating the chest, that if you take them to Uelomawa, which is close to them, he will win them. So she doesn't know what to do.
Where are her parents? No, this
mother,
is a four-year-old.
Her father is dead.
So who's her caretaker?
They live in this backhoe house. She doesn't have help. Even the church she attends, for her to sleep there, you redeem, they attend, the church rent is expired. She cannot sleep there.
So are you talking about a four-year-old or an adult person?
The 4 years old is staying with the mother and with the boyfriend. So the boyfriend brother is 27 years old. He's the one doing this thing, and they've been trying to settle this issue. She doesn't know who to call.
Oh.
She's just in one tight corner.
But you said you have gone to the police station. What did the police say?
Not me, she.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling. Can you go and report to the police with her? Can you go to the police station with her?
And the police, they didn't even take statement. They just say she should come back. And when she goes, there's no answer. I don't know if he had any person there that is blocking her. I don't know. I just want to help. That is why I'm calling.
Well, of course. I mean, that's what we're trying to do, right? So you say you haven't gone to the police station because you think the police is not going to help.
No, she's gone there. They didn't take a statement.
What did they tell her? What did she say they told her?
She said the policeman asked the little daughter, the 4 years old. The 4 years old say her bottom is paining her. And the man, their uncle, is putting hand in his body. That was his statement. This little girl is very smart, very pretty girl.
Okay.
So I don't know if anything has happened to that girl now.
Okay. All right. So I think you need to go to the help with the go to the police station or ask the police to go to an independent, require that they go to an independent clinic that's not their own, as you put it.
Okay.
That's what we have to do to help. We have to move, you know.
Okay. I thought if I can call her, leave a number ready, you can question her and then...
No, this is the work of an... This is the work of an established... This is the work of the state. I cannot prosecute the guy. You see? So we have to take them to authority.
I don't know.
You can't help. So you don't think you're not willing to go to the police station with them to get involved in this?
I only make this call. That is how I call you people. That is how I call her. I'm not close to them. I mean,
all right, thank you. So where are they?
Yeah, in Kajola, phase one. Phase two or so.
So how did you hear the story?
She called me. She's a friend because I live in that area, but I only go home weekend.
Yeah, now if she's calling you as a friend, can you please go to the police station and ask the police to issue a warrant or issue a statement that requires them to go to an independent clinic? There's a reason you were there. And righteousness is duty. And duty is
I'll
work.
I'll try and do that.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Wow. Thank you. The guys. Good is duty. Duty is work. You're just telling me a story. You're exhausted already. So please go to the state. Insist that they go to an independent clinic. And if that can be established sooner than later, then of course, then there's a case. But if we're going to fight evil, we're not going to do it standing outside and pointing fingers. We're going to get in. I think that the world is, I think one of the reasons that we're here is at least on many levels, one would be the contention of good against evil. That's why we're here. It's not for the glory of the arrogance of men. It's to contend with evil. And it's the responsibility of men to do that. It is. Confessions Thursday, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Confessions Thursday, turn off the volume of your radio set, please.
Hello, it's done.
You have a confession?
Yes, I...
You don't?
Yes, I do, I do.
Please go ahead.
Hello?
I'm with you. Please go ahead.
Okay, the first thing I would say is I'm really scared.
Oh.
Because I don't know, I got married maybe about 3 years ago, and then I have... when it comes to finance, before then I was okay, but immediately after that it's been struggling. Long story short, I was managing a job as in, can you hear me?
I'm listening to you.
Okay, I was managing a job from February up till now, but it wasn't what I was supposed to just manage it. So I have decided that, okay, I wasn't going to leave the job until I have a better one in my hand.
Mm.
That was what, because I have people depending on me, mm-hmm. my family and everything.
Yeah.
So last week, after interview, I passed through 4 stages in the job interview. I've done the first, the second, the third, and the fourth. The fourth happened to be the medical. So immediately after the medical, put in my resignation that they killed. It seems this one is in my hand already.
Mm.
So, in all of a sudden, I'm not hearing anything from these people again, and I don't know. The last thing I heard was, we are going to resume in the next 2 or 3 weeks. So I'm now like, at this point, what am I going to do if this one doesn't click? As if I'm unable to, I have already resigned.
And you've resigned from the other one?
I've already resigned.
Oh, okay.
If I'm unable to get this one and if it doesn't click, what will I do after 2 weeks?
If you what?
As in, if I'm, you know, I told you I've passed through the 4 stages, I've done the medicals and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying, okay, for the past 2 days now that I was told that, okay, we have to wait for like 2 weeks to get, I mean, to resume the new job. I'm not like, okay, what will happen if I'm unable to secure this job and I have people depending on me, my wife and my children, what do I do?
Maybe you should go back to the old one, but I was hoping that you were going to secure this one first before you left the old one.
I already resigned because I thought, okay, immediately after medical, the next thing is to resume, but I was told that, okay, you have to wait for like 2 weeks. Okay, that means I have to leave in for 2 weeks.
Have you called the company? What's the company saying?
Have you gone there?
I think you should go there.
To ask them?
Oh, I mean, as again, sitting at home, right?
I'm not sure it's appropriate. As in, going to the company to like, it will look as if I'm desperate. Even though I am, I don't think I'm supposed to show it.
Then you have to go back to the old one. So that's exactly what you should have calculated. You shouldn't have left the old one if you know you're going to shake like this.
That was the problem now. You know, I have done the first interview. In fact, I had to travel like 3 times, and I felt until I received their employment letter, I wasn't going to leave. But we needed the medical scheme. In fact, I was because it will require me to travel again. So I felt, okay, since I'm coming for a medical and I have run out of excuse to leave the old job, then let me just resign. Since it's just medical, medical simply means you're already employed.
Mm. Is that what it means? Wait, that's the thing. Is that what it means?
I have done one before, and so I felt, okay, that is maybe 95% sure something.
Well, to be honest with you, at this point, you are desperate, but you say you don't want to show it. So if you don't want to show it, then you have to go try and look for something else to do while you're waiting for these guys to get around calling you. The other option you're left with is to go and say, hey, you were supposed to call me. What's happening? Then you know if you have to wait or you have to go back to your old job, at least go look for another job. But you see, you're in limbo and you don't know where to turn, whether you should go back or go forth. And I wish you didn't shake this much. But I think I understand the responsibility that you bear. It seems as though a mistake has been made somewhere, maybe leaving the old one when you didn't quite have that bird in hand. So I'm going to suggest that right now you go to the company and ask.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, because what that does is you know whether they are opening next month. You know what's happening. At least you know. Then you can make a decision based on that, as against being here and not knowing why they're delaying. I think so. You can call and say. I mean, it's also the way you ask as well. It's not like, and there's no reason to ask. After all, they called you for the first interview. After that, they said, come do medicals. And you're like, well, I think maybe I'm in, right? So you want to call and say, you know, I think I've come through this stage, this certain level in your recruitment process. I'd like to know what the developments are. It's also about the way you ask. You're not going to go there by the gate and grovel, you know, and cry and be like, hey, where's the MDR? You're not going to do that. You just dignify yourself and you, hello, you know, my name is this. They probably have your name on record somewhere. So you're not altogether a foreigner to them. So they would say, we had this plan to recruit by October, but something came up. We're moving it to November. Then you know that you don't have now and November to wait for them. Then you can come back and go call your old boss and be like, guy, life happened to me. I want my job back. I don't know why you're laughing, but at least you know where you're going. Good God. Anybody have a better idea? That's what I think. Look, I think that way you know if you are moving or not. And I like to move. I'm a girl who likes to move. You don't let anybody put you in limbo.
Absolutely. Okay.
I think so. So maybe Lagos has a better idea. We'll find out.
All right. Thank you very much.
Sure. Thank you. And don't shake too much. All right.
Don't shake too much.
Thank you. Now, life is something, man. You have a grown man tell you his problem and his voice is shaking. It's like, good God, save us. Confessions Thursday, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Hey. Welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yeah. No, I don't have. I just want to advise the last caller.
You have a minute on the clock.
I was like, he's too forward.
He's too what?
He's too forward. He should be patient. Interviews come in stages. So what he just needs to do, if he knows he's God, just pray. And tell God, let these people also choose me. For the fact that you've gone for medicals doesn't mean that they're also going to choose you. Sometimes they might see one or two things. If you're not okay or you're not healthy, they will still send you a mail. And more so, you are working somewhere. The ideal thing you're supposed to have done is you do not need to stop the old work you are doing. All you need to do is to take a leave. You know, with your leave, you can do one of the things they're asking you to do while you're still working where you're working, the old place.
I don't think he's being forward. I think he's somewhat impatient, and he explained the reason for his impatience. That's not being forward.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, fine. Impatient is not being forward. Okay, fine. If he's impatient, yeah, good. But even at that too, you should have actually left your old work.
Yeah.
You know, you should just, take a leave. That's what most people do. You know, take a leave while you're doing your interviews, you're going, you know, doing the other things you're doing. Mm-hmm. Until the whole thing clicks, they give you your appointment letter.
All right, so last, you should just pray and wait, right?
If you just pray
Good Lord. Wait. All right.
Yes, that's what you do. Don't go to their office. Pray, wait.
All right, thank you.
If they will call you, they will call you.
Okay. All right. Confessions that say. The sunny side, hello. Welcome. Remember, you don't say your name when you call in. Nigeria Info. Hey.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
Yeah, there's something that bothers too much.
What?
You see, what about cheating? Nigerians talk about cheating. If somebody is cheating you and they find out they're cheating you, is there any problem? You're supposed to be happy that you find out that they're cheating and you don't like cheating. Then you, I mean, you made yourself to be better than complaining, than fighting.
You know I'm lost, right? You know, is this a confession? You know I'm lost, right? Is this a confession?
Okay, I'm not talking about some people that are talking about cheating. I'm monitoring my wife if he's cheating me, or I'm looking to see if he's cheating me. No! If you find that somebody's cheating you, you need to separate yourself and put yourself in a good condition. That's what I mean.
Oh.
I don't like people talking about cheating.
Okay.
When you find out that they're cheating, the best thing is dress yourself not to be cheated again, isn't it? Not?
All right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. I do appreciate it.
It's nothing like cheating.
That's confusing. What do you mean there's nothing like cheating? All right, well, I have a message here. Please tell the guy that called and reported the abuse of the 4-year-old to call the Lagos State Domestic and Sexual Violence Response Agency on. Can that gentleman please get a pen and a paper? I'll give you about 5 minutes, please. The gentleman who called for his friend's daughter, who's 4-year-old, and is, at least they have it on a fair assumption that the 4-year-old is being molested. Please, I'll give you about 4 minutes to get a pen and a paper. Then I'll read out a number to you, all right? Lagos State Domestic and Sexual Violence Response Agency. All right, 4 minutes, let's begin. The Sunny Side, it's Confessions Thursday. Hey, welcome. Make it back. Nigeria Info. Hello.
Hello.
Turn up the volume of your radio set. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
I have a confession. Thank God you people pick my call today. If you don't pick, I won't be able to forgive myself.
Don't do that.
Yes, last week I was calling, but he's not picking.
All right, what's up, my brother?
The issue is that I'm a brother by profession, but I'll not be able to have my own shop. So, earlier 2020, someone opened a barbering salon for me. But unfortunately for me, I messed things up until I will remit money to the owner. Sometimes I will remit, sometimes things just go off course. Things I've been doing before, I was unable to do. I don't know, maybe it's psychological problems. I don't even know what.
Wait, are you saying you ate the person's money?
You said?
Did you spend the money of the owner of the Babbings salon?
Yeah, we used to remit weekly remit. We used to do weekly remittance.
And you were eating his money, basically.
Yeah, sometimes I pay, sometimes I won't meet up, sometimes customers will come. So, still, I had to leave the shop last year. But now, the issue now is that now I've seen two opportunities now, but now I'm scared. But based on the topic we raised today, I shouldn't be scared to pay, but I'm totally scared. Because now I've even submitted the petition to raise another shop for me. I don't even know maybe to go for it or not. Because now I'm so scared, but I love the job, so I'm good with my, in every aspect of this job, but I'm so scared.
What are you scared about?
Hello?
What are you scared about?
I don't want to fail again. I don't know who
you. Why did you fail before?
I don't even know. I can't really.
No. So that's the thing. You have to sit down with your pain. Why did you fail before? You have to identify it. Did you fail because you were spending the guy's money? Or did you fail because the, you know, business wasn't moving? You were not spending the guy's money, but you didn't have enough customers. Like, and as such, you didn't remit.
So now I'm just like scared now. I've got this new opportunity, but now I'm just scared.
No, I'm asking scared. You. You're not answering.
I was still called this morning to come and receive money to start the project. I'm so scared.
So let's deal with the fear. You have to determine why you are scared. You have to be able to articulate it. So you said you failed the last time. Fantastic. You need that moment of failure to determine where you shouldn't fail again today.
Okay, ma'am.
So do you know where you failed the last time?
Where I failed was sometimes. Ooh. Sometimes when I don't just know, I can't just.
No, you know. Stop. Don't say you don't know. You lived that life. You know. Sit down. Write it down. This is where I failed. Think about why you failed and think about all the things you can do to change that particular scenario that informed the failure. Are you hearing me? Because I can hear bikes making noise. Yeah, this is like, so if, for example, your health fails, your health is failing because, for example, your diet might be bad, then you change your diet. That's a good way to help your immune system fight whatever disease you're dealing with. So you change the environment that informed the failure.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
Do you understand?
Thank you, ma'am.
Do you understand me?
Yeah, I got you, ma'am.
Okay.
So I should take the boot step again, ma'am?
No.
You
should go where?
As in, I should vote for what makes me feel false before I take the decision.
Exactly. Thank you. You heard me. Determine why you failed before you take the opportunity. And not a second before you determine why you failed, do you take the opportunity. You don't touch that opportunity until you understand why you failed before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mary. I agree. Wonderful job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so that went well then. He heard me. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Hello.
Afternoon to you, Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, so I'm in my early 20s.
Nice.
And I think I just need an advice from you guys.
What do you think? What's happening?
Yeah, so I just met the girl, like, she's 18 years. Anything happened that she's still, like, we just recently that we met, and so we were talking about sex and all that. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
It's all right. We can tolerate that.
Yeah, so, I mean, now she said that she's a virgin. That out of many, so we're talking about just having a random discussion, and she was like, out of many, many guys that have been coming to her, that I'm the only one that she wants to give herself to. I said, okay. And then she goes like, can I do anything for love? I said, yes. Like, okay, I said, like what? And she said, can we take food? Like, what kind of food? She said, like, broad food so that we can, like, protect our relationship. I said, no, I cannot do that. And so, like, if I have, like, if she has, like, give herself to me, that we have to do an oath and, like, protect it, protect what we have and something like that.
You have nothing, boy. Oh, good God. Pardon me, that was funny. Go ahead.
And I said, okay. I said, I'm not ready for that because I vowed in my life that I can never do such a thing. Like, I cannot do it with anybody even. So I just said, no, I cannot. I'm not ready for it. Like, we still have a long way to go. And I'm still planning. She's not even yet in school. And we still have a long way to go. And we still have more people to meet ahead. And I cannot commit myself to that kind of thing now.
How old are you?
I'm like 21.
Okay. So at what age do you think it would make sense to have a blood oath? Do you know what a blood oath is?
I'm not ready to have, I'm just saying that she wants me to get committed to her. Like, and I think I'm not ready, like, I'm not, I cannot even...
Hold on. No. It's worse than that. Hold on a second, homie. No, it's worse than that. Do you know what a blood oath is?
Yes, I think I know.
That's a problem. You think you know. Son, I want you to know what it is, right? Good. My second question is, at what age do you think it would be sensible for any sensible human being beneath God's heaven to have a blood oath?
I don't know if... Like me, I'm not ready to have it anytime, any day. Even when I'm 50 years, I cannot have blood oath with anybody.
Okay, so what do you think you're supposed to do with that girl right now?
I've told her that I'm not ready for it. And she said, okay, that she's afraid of losing me, for sure, that she's like, if I take her virginity now, that she's afraid of losing me, that she does not want to lose me. And another thing is, okay, we agree that... okay, I laid that old part up, and she was like, okay, that she wants to. Okay, I'm like, she was like, she's scared and all that. And I said, scared of what? And she said, scared because I said, like, it's her first time of doing that. She was very scared. And I said,
no. I'm sorry, I don't have the patience of your mom. Like, stop. Leave that girl alone. Go have a life. Go create meaning in life. No, stop it. You're trying to rationalize this madness. There's no rationalizing this madness. Now, I'm sorry, I don't have all the time on the clock today. But this is what I can say to you. There's nothing here.
Okay.
You're 21. What are you supposed to do with her fears? Breastfeed it? No, she's got fears. She has to figure her life out the same way you need to figure your life out. So you see this thing both of you have going is nonsense. And you're going to get yourself into trouble if you don't leave yesterday.
No.
You can't do a blood oath. She doesn't even understand why she wants to have sex. So first of all, she should not be having sex. So don't be that guy that this girl is going to destroy his life. Don't be that guy. Because she's sounding like she's afraid if she has sex, she will be looking for someone to go into the grave with her. Don't be that guy. Until she figures out why she wants to have sex, don't allow yourself to be a victim. You don't even know anything about sex. Like, you can't even articulate your desires. So there's even no reason why you should be in this situation. Have you written Jam?
Yeah, I've written Jam, but I'm not good.
Go and pray that Asu should open school, because you need to be in school, son.
Thank you, ma.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
The sunny side. We'll be right back. More talk. More. Right after this. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to the show. My name's Joy. So if the gentleman who reported the case of a four-year-old being raped somewhere in his neighborhood, I have one number on WhatsApp and I have another that I'd like to give to you. The one on WhatsApp is 080-003 and then 33333. 080-03. No, pardon me, 080-003, then 33333. So the threes are actually six. If you have the number correctly, the threes are six. The zeros are after the eight, that is. The zero after the eight is also three. So 08, then 000, three zeros, and then six threes. That's 33333. Get it? Okay. So now, also on Google, I'm able to retrieve this particular one, 080-77113158. You get that? 080-77113158. Thank you very much for looking out for your friend. There's work to do. Confessions Thursday, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. My name's Joyce. You're on Confessions Thursday. We're right back at it. The sunny side, 99.3 Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Oh, good. So the kid, the 21-year-old who called in, someone is saying, let me quickly read a message here off of WhatsApp. He said, the answer you gave to that boy was perfect. 1,000 claps for you. No. I love the way you I just love the way you respond to confessions. Let's see. Can I find it? Okay, so in the absence of it. So this is the message I'm looking for. She's 18 and it's 2022. Where did she get the orientation from about the need to have a blood oath? I think he should also go back and educate her about the blood oath after he fully understands she is 18 and linking it to losing her virginity. So this is also a very good message, and it was for this message that I want to say. This is the foundation of philosophies. I also thought about this. I'm thinking in my head, where did she get the orientation of a blood oath? Like, what was she told? Is she told? Because she's saying she's afraid. Two, she's saying, I don't want to be afraid and I need a kind of assurance, something that ties down something that's concrete in terms of solidifying my faith in something, my faith that if I gave myself, if I surrendered this thing that I'm told is worth gold in the gold market called virginity, that if I laid it down, I should get something back, and so as not to have you take it. So now she's told that it's taken away. Only rape takes it away. Every other condition that's not rape can be said to be consent. And in fact, if it's not rape, then it has to be consent, right? Because if it's not consent, then it's rape. But you see, now there's a value woven around it, one that's not properly comprehended. Poor boy, 21, is saying, this thing doesn't sound right, but I don't even know why it don't sound right. It's saying, no, don't have sex just yet. No. So who knows what the boy's orientation is? But I'm even glad that he called in. The message speaks to something for someone who has time. So maybe he likes the girl. So he must go read about blood oath and ask adults around about blood oath. And then he must care for his friend, I guess, to say, look, by the way, that thing you were doing, how did you get it? Who told you about blood oath? You know that thing is sick, right? You know that's mad. Or, you know, it's wrong. Or maybe it's not so mad. It's just that I don't believe in it. And so why do you believe in it? Whose orientation, whose philosophy are you? You're a puppet of something. So who has made you a puppet? You're a mouthpiece. You're a poster child of someone's ideology. So maybe he might care enough to make some interest of her conversation and listen to her talk about her background. But he has to, because the only redemption that kid must have is a solid foundation of truth. And what that in that moment would mean is, does he believe in blood oath? No. Why? So he must understand why he doesn't believe in blood oath. So no matter how that girl slices it, he's not buying into it. He's not tying himself down by this seduction of let's have sex, but here's a condition. The girl needs to be informed, and God, maybe the guy cares enough to educate her. I'm old now. I don't have so much time to care. maybe he cares about her that much. So he has to educate himself, and then he has to educate her. And if she says no, boy, you have to go. First of all, you heard about blood oath. I never been given that offer. Hallelujah. Now you must run. So maybe rather than run, you must educate yourself and insist that you don't want it. And then don't be having sex with people who be telling you, I'm afraid. I don't want you to run. I found that comical, to be honest. It's like, I'm afraid, I don't want you to run. So this sex is, you're supposed to stay here until maybe I'm ready to let you go. Now, that's insane. You don't have sex with people who are afraid. Yeah. Yeah, because they impose that fear on you. All right, we can move on. Confessions Thursday. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hey. Oh, maybe I should also tell you. Flee sexual immorality. I know you wouldn't like that one, but you're going to hell if you don't. You want to have a conversation about that? Hey, welcome to the show. Hey, welcome. Nigeria Info, it's Confessions Thursday.
Oh, finally, John. Good afternoon.
Mean? Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome, Confessions Thursday. You have a confession.
Yeah, good afternoon. I really don't have a confession, but I wanted to talk the guy that called that said the husband accused him of having an affair with the wife.
Yeah.
Something I want to say, yeah. The man didn't just call him. He may have seen some chats, some messages between him and the wife. He did not just screw the phone and found his number. If the guy can be open, let's know. There must be chats and messages the man saw in the phone before giving him a call. Now, let me talk from my experience of one of my cousins, the husband. The wife found out the chats between him and the married man in the office. And when the wife, you know, confronted him and said, this is not good. This is a married woman for crying out loud. And he was like, he doesn't have anything to do with the woman. They're just colleagues, nothing more. They're just friends.
You know, it's over 1 minute, right? And it's not even a confession.
Okay. So I'm just going to rush over it. So sorry. And he was like, if the man comes, he's going to confront the man and say he doesn't have anything to do with the wife. So that's just what I want to clear off. The man may have seen some flirting messages or emotional between him and the wife. So that's just what I want to say.
Thank you.
Thanks. You're doing an amazing job. Thanks. I got you.
Thank you very much for calling in. I thoroughly do appreciate Confessions Thursday. Hello. Welcome to the show. Hello? You're not home.
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't quite appear you were home. Make it back. Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello. Afternoon to you.
Hello?
Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Ms. J.
Confessions. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe this one, maybe I've wrong.
Is it trouble? It's either a confession or you're in trouble.
I just want to, like, because this is my boss. I worked with him even yesterday.
Yeah.
So, and then he was paying me 50K. As in, but then I wasn't transporting. I wasn't paying transport to his house because it's not a company. So when, I went home for my NG program, I finished, I come back. So I realized that my house is no longer there. Now spoke with him. I know both of them. The woman, I dragged the woman mostly, but the husband too, sometimes. So I now explain the issue on ground to the wife. The wife now say okay, let them borrow me money so that I can rent an apartment so that I can be staying. Then she now say okay, no problem, that she will talk to the other. After days, I didn't hear from them. So along the line, and now I still message the man. Okay, this is what is happening. I don't want to like go and meet him directly because he used to go work in the morning and come back in the evening. So I don't want to go and like disturb him. So I now give him message. And so some days later again, the wife now come and meet me that it's not as if maybe the husband cannot pay the money. It's because I did not come to him directly and talk to him. I was like, how did he want me to come and talk again? I don't know. I sent him a message. Okay, I now called him last week. Okay, this is what happened. And I really need this thing. I really need money so that I can borrow me. If you're removing 25,000 from the salary, he refused. He refused. So I now said, okay, he said he doesn't have anything that I should just hang around there. And I don't have anywhere hanging on.
Mm, okay.
So I now told him that okay, this is what is happening. He still insists that he did not have money. I now went for a night duty yesterday for an interview. So they said okay, I should come and start work today. So I now went there and talked to him that okay, this issue on ground, but I didn't tell him that. This is what I went for. I told him that where I kept my luggage. He threw me out of there. So I went there to go and pack my things. So the only thing I can do, maybe I can offer you a 1 week. And then, so I'll work for you for 1 week. Then during that time, you can look for another driver.
Okay.
That will work with you.
Mm.
He now said that he can't take it, that I should go. So
okay.
I left there that yesterday. So I don't know, maybe if I've made an maybe it's a offense for me to like ask him for the money, or maybe I didn't ask him in a good way. I don't understand.
Well, to be honest with you, I don't even know how you asked him for it.
Yes.
Well, I don't know whether that's even what's informing his offense. It might even just be there are other things that are happening in his life and he doesn't even have he's not present emotionally to manage all his problems. I mean, maybe he has his wife and his children. Like, life is happening and then there's you, right?
Yes, yes,
so you might not necessarily be the problem. As long as you know you have not done him any evil, you haven't taken from him, you haven't stolen from him, then it is fair to assume that he's going to get over it. Except you think you might have done something wrong to him. If you're sure.
Nothing more than what I just told you.
Okay, then it's fine. It's fine then. I think it's fine. Look, I can only say I think it's fine because I don't know the way you asked him for the money. Yeah. But if you are sure in your own conscience that you haven't done anything to offend his spirit, then it's fine.
Yeah. That is the only thing you say. I should have come to him direct.
And you say the reason you didn't go is because he's busy. You don't want to disturb him.
Yes.
Then maybe I don't know that it's necessary, but if that's a contention, then you can send him a message saying the only reason I didn't come to you personally was because I honestly didn't want to disturb you, knowing that you're a busy person. All right, sorry, I gotta go. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate the sunny side. Oof. Welcome 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. I have a message here. Good afternoon, Joyce. I love your program. I have not had sex for 3 months now, and I'm not feeling it. What can I do, son? What can you do to what? What can you do to revive your sexual urge? Or what can you do? What do you mean, what can you do? Are you not happy that you're little, sane, and clean from all the hindrances that having sex with multiple people can bring? So I don't even understand the question. I think I understand the question, but I don't know the implications of the question. Are you asking what can you do based on to go back to this world of sin? Or what can you do as by you don't know what to do with yourself? Like, what's the question? Because I think this is a good place to be. By the way, read the book Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. I think you can just read chapter 11. It talks about sex and sexual energy. Look, if you're a science student and you follow the laws of physics, particularly where it talks about energy and how you cannot destroy energy, then you've not had sex for 3 months. So that's a force, right? Then it means that you have energy that you are not putting somewhere that could be put into something else. And that's just like, I don't know, that's like science for like three-year-olds. I mean, the way I'm explaining it, right? Because I'm not a scientist. I just have a passion for it. So it's like, so you have this thing that you're not wasting it here, so you can put it somewhere else. So just read the book, Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. Chapter 11 speaks about sexual energy, except you want to read the occult books, because apparently I think every other book on the shelf is pretty much telling you how to harness your sexual energy. I don't read sex books, but I haven't quite erroneously stumbled on any. So maybe it's because I don't read it, that's why I've not stumbled. But in the occult books, they talk about sexual energies a lot, you know, and how that can be taken from you, used against you. Yep. Used against you, yep. Enslave you, weaken you, dampen you, destroy you, yep. Didn't your Bible tell you that? Well, so you're seduced by this world of sin. That's trouble, my brother. Someone says I laughed that when I said something about hell, the way I laughed is like I don't believe in hell. Son, you don't want your lives are like, I've seen people whose lives are a perfect representation of hell. Boy, I believe in hell. I don't believe what. Hey, welcome, Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Confessions Thursday. It's good to have you here. Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession.
Where with you?
We still have time.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to start from beginning. So when I was a child, I was a little of six, you know, then.
You know you have to compress this, right? I want you to compress it. What's the problem?
Yes, I want to confess about my journey into the occult world and how it has actually done me a lot of evil than good.
Are you an occultist? You're in the occult?
Not anymore.
Oh, when did you leave?
It's been a while. It's been a long time, but...
How long ago?
It's over 10 years now.
Oh, okay.
You know, a lot of things keep happening because I participated in the movement for a very long time, and I attained every rank and did a lot of things, you know. So,
what's the group called?
What?
What's the group called?
Well, I can't mention that because I don't want to glorify any one of them.
Oh, okay, you know? Okay.
I just want to say this, just is a way of advice that people should just say no to cultism, and then, you know, even those that are aspiring to going to those courts this morning is because, and recently, because that part of the life really affected me, and because you know, I actually get involved so much in it, and then recently it devastated my life actually, you know, even after I did a lot of confession, I did in the church, and I even did I did one online, you know. The one I did online, you know, that one almost, because when I was making this confession, I was very precise. I mentioned some cases. And then that one almost took my life because they came for me.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, but then I've already given my life to God.
All right.
It didn't work. So,
when did you get into it? When did you get into the occult?
Well, it's been a while. That was in my best days. That was when I got into.
I didn't get that. When did you get into the occult?
This is that. If I should mention him, this is precisely who might know me because I was well known then. So I wouldn't like to mention all those things.
You cannot mention the time you got into it. Not necessarily the location, the time, year, the age.
Yeah. I was 18 or 19. That was in my 200 level. Should be like 2001.
Oh, okay. All right.
Mm. Yes, it's been a long time. So recently, I was living with a man from church because, you know, I did a lot of confession. People said I should, because of my involvement, so I should confess because though I'm no more doing that thing. I changed my name, you know. I relocated from where I was, far away from where I was, you know. So, became an usher in the church. So recently, the church helped me a lot because there was a time where I was in the church. I had something doing. I was an usher. I was in the church. They were paying me off. One day, a woman came, and she came with her father. But I was on a wheelchair. So the father had a stroke. He was paralyzed. One side of the man was paralyzed.
Pardon me. I'm due for a break in about 10 seconds, so I'm going to ask you to please hang in there. Would you call me back?
I don't know if you... That's what I said. Maybe, I don't know.
Skeleton, I see?
Child, bite your tongue. Well, they say good walls make good neighbors.
Wait, you mean gist, right?
Confessions Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info.
All right, so the anticipated next move would be that in another minute and a half, we'll be bringing to you headlines at the top of the hour. All right, and then confessions will continue, surprisingly, to 2:15, because at 2:15 to 2:30, there's supposed to be, I guess, a guest in the studio. Yeah, and then another program is scheduled for 2:30 to 3 o'clock. So basically, 45 minutes for the Lords of Logic is actually assigned to some other objective. It's for that reason. That's why we're not having Lords of Logic today. But it's time on the clock where we have to go for the news. So we'll have confessions to 2:15. And then after that, the first 15 minutes goes to another program. And then 2:30 to 3 o'clock, it's another program. Well, Nigeria Info, of course, the best comes to you. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We're 99.3. This is a Sunny Side on Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce, and I'm actually live streaming now on Instagram Live. I, Joyce Onyemua, on Instagram. And I want to quickly look at this message. He says, good afternoon, Joyce. I have a confession. I met a girl who was girlfriend. Who was my girlfriend, not knowing she was pregnant for another guy. And I really do like the girl. She asked me to promise her that I will never leave her, which I did. Please, I need advice on how to reverse the promise that I made to her, please. Because when I keep seeing her with a pregnancy, She keep leaving my mind gradually. Well, I don't think you should take your promises back, except there are grounds for a retrieval. I mean, you can only retrieve a promise if something is broken, or say the condition under which you gave a promise is violated. So first of all, how are you sure that's not your baby? Like, are you very sure? You see, this is why I need you to call sometimes. So are you sure? Is this you in denial? Are you sure that's not your baby? Then if you have established that it's not your baby, it's for someone else, then you don't have to be her boyfriend. You can be her friend. There's no, I mean, it's not necessary to reverse a promise. I mean, you don't have to be her boyfriend. You can be friends with her, but not as her boyfriend. You can still be close to her, but as a friend instead of a lover, right? But first, you want to be sure that that's not your child that you're assuming belongs to somebody else, you know? Yeah, because that's a different type of problem if you let that happen. And then she curses you out. Yesterday, I met someone who told me a story about how someone offended her. And I asked her, the person who was telling me her story, I said to her, so have you forgiven this person who offended you? And she said to me, I don't owe her that. We need to talk about that. Wow. I was like, yo, really? She's like, no, I don't owe her that. It's like some people really, you hurt some people and they throw the keys away. And you want to be careful. You don't want that to happen to you. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Confessions Thursday. Remember, 2:15, we have another scheduled program. So you want to look out for that. Between now and then, let's hear you. Confessions Thursday, hello. Welcome. Confessions Thursday, do you have a confession?
Yeah, I have a confession.
Go ahead, please. Good afternoon to you. Go ahead. Don't tell us your name. 99.3 Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. Hello, good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. Make it back then. Do try making it back. Someone says, oh, Josh, I love to call, but it's hard to get through. Well, I guess it is, but you have to try. Try, my friend. This is a very lengthy one. This is why I like you calling in. Hello, welcome to the show. How are you, Confessions Thursday? This is so long, a confession on WhatsApp. Hi, welcome to Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. Afternoon, do you have a confession?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, please.
My confession is that there's something I'm hiding from my wife.
What?
Which I don't want to, because I have never hidden anything from her.
Yeah.
Now, my current job was recommended by my ex.
Your current what?
Hello. My current job.
Mm.
I got it through my ex. I think it was my ex married somebody else. So it was my ex that recommended me for the job. And I got it. So while I was processing that job, I told my wife about it, and it was always argument. So what she's always saying is, Bushman Baron, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, that like you're flirting with your girlfriend.
That is, no. Oh. It simply means that is how it starts. And I told her that this lady is already married. We are just, in fact, I don't see her. We only speak once in a while on phone. And anytime she calls, I make sure she's around. And sometimes we've spoken together. But she still insists that, and that is how it starts. That it is from there, that is that, whatever. Okay, no wala. Now, along the line, she helps me to get a better job.
Who helped you get a better job? The same ex-girlfriend?
The same person. So she recommended the better job. I wasn't even expecting that the job would be successful. I just, she helped me to submit my email. Yeah. She helped me to follow up.
Okay.
Now, I got the job. But during the process, I didn't let my wife know, because I even changed her name to somebody else's name, because I know if she finds out, it's another trouble.
You changed whose name? Your wife's name?
No, not my wife's name. On my phone.
Okay, on your phone. Okay.
I changed my ex's because I don't lock my phone. My wife can access my phone. So I changed her name to another person's name, because if she finds out, it is trouble. And the job, the new job, is supposed to be in her office.
In whose office? Your ex's office?
Yes.
Oh, way. Oh, so heaven.
I want to tell my wife about it.
Yeah.
I want her to know everything about it. But I know it is going to be it's going to be trouble.
It shouldn't be. It's only trouble for your wife if you are honest about it. So let's establish something. Do you have feelings for your wife, your ex-girlfriend?
No, I don't.
Do you think that you might get into that same circle with her, that same sexual circle with your ex?
No.
Well, see, that's a question you have to answer for yourself, and you have to answer that question to God, not even to me. Like, you must, like, be owing God an explanation if you fail as a human being. I think you already know that, right? So if you are sure that you don't want to have anything to do with your ex, this is just a job to cater for yourself and your family, I think you should tell your wife. She's not going to like it. You're going to tell her to trust you. Now, if she can't trust you, then you would say, give me time to find another job. But between now and then... So wait, that means your ex has helped you twice get a job.
I didn't get the question.
Are you saying your ex has helped you on two occasions now to get a job?
Yes, my current job and the new job.
What do you mean your current job? Oh, wait. You're in the first one now and you're about to leave this one for another one.
Yeah.
She needs to open a recruitment company, like a recruitment agency. Well, she's good at this thing. Okay. Well, so well, I think you should tell your wife. So that's the thing. So your wife has to understand that you have to work. You have to tell her. And so that's now what you have to do. You have to ensure that you have to try to convince her that you're not doing anything. It means that you might be a little bit more open than you have ever been to her, just to allay her fears. And you have to say, let me start this one. When I get another one, I would leave, because I'm working to cater to the family. Something has to give. You have to start working so I can stay here and be managing this 2 naira job as against going for the 5 naira one. Or you have to let me go. We have to choose. But I would like to go, and I need you to understand that I must go, and I'm not going to do anything that's going to offend you or disrespect the marriage. And then she's going to say something, and you're going to say to her, you have to choose. If you don't want me to go, then all I can do is give you 2 naira by the end of the month, and you can't complain about that.
Joyce, we are really struggling financially, so I really need
explain it to her. Are you earning more from the possibility of taking up the new job?
Yes.
Then tell her. Like, I want you to... the reason I'm telling you all of this is so that you know I'm not hiding anything from you.
Yeah, but the problem is, even she will just remind me of something that has happened 5 years ago. Arguments will now start.
Then don't argue with her. Can you try? I think it's going to take new mastery on your part to not argue with her. Once she brings it up, you don't argue with her. And as long as you are sure that you're telling the truth and nothing but the truth, she's going to come around. It's going to take her 2 minutes. She'll come around. As long as you're sure you're not lying. But look, a man has got to do what a man has got to do. But the man also must be true to himself, to the oath he has made, you know, about his marriage. And so, you know, like, it's like when somebody misunderstands you and then later they eventually understand you. Yeah, maybe that's it. You just have to deal with it for, you have to deal with this for like a short time until she. But you say you have to be true, because that way your God can help her, help you help her, so that she can stop stressing your life. Exactly. Yeah, now, because she needs to come around. You have to suffer it just a little bit, and then she'll come around. But you have to be true. Otherwise, from here, you're good to hell. Like, she's not going to stop nagging you. Like, your pastor can flash you, and she can say that you probably have an affair with a pastor. Like, it gets worse from there, man. So, as long as you're true, then you say to her, I have to do what I have to do. If we need this money, I have to go for it. But I'm telling you all of this so you never have to doubt, or be suspicious about where I go, what I do, or what I'm doing. And that's why I'm telling you all of this. So if I'm telling you all of this, I'm probably also showing you I'm not hiding anything from you. And that should also incentivize your trust for me.
Okay, I will try it.
Either that or you stay on this 2 naira job. It's like you have to fight your way through poverty.
Meaning the bottom line is I must tell her. She must know about
it. Yeah, tell her. Tell her that this is why we have to go. And I'm not going alone. I'm going with you. You have to trust this.
All right.
Then you have to start reading psychological books and teaching her about fear, because that's her problem. But you can't blame her, though, because it's your ex, right?
Yes.
So maybe it's not even you about... Maybe it's not about you reading psychological books. Maybe it's about both of you rekindling the trust in the union so that she can understand you and not regard the fact that it's your ex who helped you get a job. Or who helped you get... Yeah, who helped you get a job. I think both of you need to rekindle the trust in the union.
All right, understood.
Tell her she's beautiful and let her get up every day and dress sexy just so that she's in competition with the world. And maybe that helps her too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's such a difficult position to be in, to be honest. We have about 2 minutes before the... I'm expecting a guest into the studio. And maybe I can give 1 minute, 30 seconds to my final call on the show today on Confessions Thursday, the volume of your radio set. And I'm live streaming on Instagram, Joyce Onyemua on Instagram. Hello, my friend. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Turn off your radio.
There's another question, the last call, and I need to answer. The lady will not later lead him at the end of the day if he will secure the job. That's another thing the guy need to ask himself.
Oh, that's a very good one. Yeah, thank you.
And the another point, if at the end of the day he secure the job, either the lady might give him conditions. You continue this job, you continue the relationship, or you leave the job, you leave the relationship. This is another thing the guy need to ask himself.
Well, absolutely. I agree.
Yeah. If these things will not take place, then he can bring both his wife and the lady together so that they become friends. If actually he know that he will not get in relationship again with his former ex.
Okay. That's fair. Thank you. Because even some men will introduce you to their secretaries and still be dating the secretary. But I think I see the import of that. All right. Lagos, Nigeria. That was a run, wasn't it? The sunny side. My name's Joyce. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. Off on a break. And then, I'm expecting someone in the studio. You're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. We're Nigeria Info.